Okay, so this next bit is a description of a shelter. It's actually a very small pillbox that him and 11 others all squeeze into. And he just, yeah, he's describing the conditions. Those of us who could sat down on the floor. The remainder stood or crouched against the walls. This was about noon on Thursday, and we remained there until 9:30 p.m. on Friday. We had a drop or two of stale water in our bottles, and the bully beef and biscuit of our iron rations, and a bottle of whiskey. So fortunately, we weren't so badly off for rations, as there was, of course, no earthly chance of getting fresh supplies to us. The shelling was absolutely incessant the whole time we were there, as the Boche, having only just evacuated it himself, knew its position to a hair's breadth. To give you some idea of the shooting he made, we had three men killed, actually, in the trench mouth through which we crawled in. The brains of one were blown all over my steel helmet. And to put a shell into a doorway less than 3 feet square at something over 2,000 yard range is pretty good shooting. Again, of 4 shells of a single salvo, 3 were direct hits which put out the candle we had lit with their concussion. And this never stopped for 2 minutes together during the whole 30 hours we were there. We even had to use an old tin for a WC, for to go outside the shelter would have been madness. Fortunately, the accuracy of his shooting was the salvation of the rest of our fellows, for outside a radius of 200 yards, the shelling was only normal. Most of the time, we dozed uneasily as we stood or sat. Now and again, somebody would wake and ask drowsily, "Is it still raining?" or "Are they still shelling?" And the answer was always yes.